Out on the training field, it may not look like a classroom, but these young rugby league players are being drilled by their coach.
We talk about the ripple effect of domestic violence in our communities, and what we're going to do, we're going to do it through a game of scissors, paper, rock.
They're the latest crop involved in a state government program, using football as a way to teach boys what's acceptable behaviour. Alan Tung is a former NRL player and captain of the Canberra Raiders.
Doing it in footy clubs because the rates of domestic violence are higher in rugby league players than they are in any other code or in any other work. We do them in the football clubs is because they are role models within their communities.
The program is now running in 19 regional Australian clubs. A similar campaign has been started by the NRL, but the government says this program's grassroots approach is what's needed. Prue Goward is the New South Wales Minister for the Prevention of Domestic Violence.
By the time somebody becomes an elite NRL player, yes, they've gone through the local club and they might have had tackling violence, but there will be some for whom that message hasn't been heard.
The program is designed to teach young players to separate the skills and strength they learn on the football field with how they behave and act at home. But there are differing opinions as to whether that's realistic. Susan Howard-Bell from the University of Sydney.
If coaches are sort of gearing an athlete to go out onto the field to win at all costs, to commit, you know, acts of thuggery that wouldn't be acceptable on the street, and then expecting them to walk off the field and be respectable, responsible citizens, then clearly the program won't have achieved its aims.
On the field, players such as Matofa Alofia says the message is getting through.
Kind of connects better with us. It's like we learn better through activity and stuff more than like sitting in a classroom.